Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, our text, we're going to take a look at Paul's introduction of himself in the epistle reading. I want to ask you, and this is not rhetorical, I do want to see some hands. How many of you this week got a really good bargain at a store? Okay, a few of you. How many of you this week heard about a really nifty household solution? Very simple one that you'd never thought of before, but it's going to make your job a lot easier around your house. Okay. How many of you had a success at a sport on the golf course or something like that? Okay. Oh, big hand went up back there. Yeah. Wow. Great. Now let me ask you, did any of you tell someone else about this? Did you share it? Okay, good. Most of you are shaking your heads. Yes, that you did. Now let me ask you this. How many hours of training did you put in to be able to tell someone else about this great thing that happened in your life? Was it 8 hours of training before you could tell someone else? Was it 10 hours of training? I know you're looking at me like, what? You know, we have great good news to share. News about our Savior, Jesus Christ, about our Redeemer, about our God. Yet quite often we say, we can't do that. We need to be trained. And we need to have hours of training before we can go out. Really? How many hours of training do you think the people in our Old Testament and gospel reading had before they could walk about and say, guess what God did for me? Brought my child back to life. My child was dead, yet God raised them from the dead. Did they spend hours in training? No, they probably had a party right away. What a marvelous thing had happened in the life of their child and in the life of the parents. My child is alive and I have that child back. You don't need the training. You don't need special classes to go out and share that kind of joy. And that's a major joy. We can do that with lesser joys. I bought a new car. It's wonderful. I found a new restaurant. It's great. The sushi there was marvelous. We willingly, we excitedly tell other people about those minor good news. Paul, in introducing himself, talks about the good news that he received. What had Jesus done for him? What was God's great gift to him? And he said, folks, look at me. Some of you know me by reputation, don't you? I was a persecutor of the church. I made sure that Christians were executed for their beliefs. That's who I am. That's the man you came to know by reputation. Yet, look at me now. I come before you to talk about the same one I persecuted. I come to talk to you about what great things he has done for me. He's loved me. He saved me. He redeemed me. Despite everything I had said, everything I had done, he made me his child and claimed me. That's incredible. And I want you to know. And I want you to know, not just to celebrate with me, certainly to do so, but that same God, that same Redeemer, that same Lord reaches out to every last one of you and says, I want you too. I have died for you. I have risen for you. I forgive you. I want you to be my child. It's a gift that I'm giving you. It's not something you'll find out about on your deathbed or at the end of the world when you're standing before the throne of God, whether it's something accomplished for you or not, or whether you've made it. It's already your gift. I'm placing it in your hands. We saw a great example of that this morning, didn't we? Here at the baptismal font. I know it's a little dark over there. Hopefully you could still see me over there. You saw in that moment not just children being received into membership of this congregation. You saw a miracle, the same kind of miracle that was in our Old Testament and in our gospel reading. You saw God giving life, God raising from the dead, God blessing these two children, Jordan and Jacob, with all of the blessings of Christ, all of the blessings of the cross, all of the blessings of forgiveness of sins and life eternal. He simply placed it into these child's hands, on them. He even gave them the faith necessary to hold these treasures and to know that they are theirs. I hope it won't take you hours of training to tell other people what great blessings your child, your children, and your grandchildren and your sponsorees have received. It should be something that we should be running from here and saying, we witnessed this morning. We know what happened to them. This is how God has loved them. And this is how God loves us. A few years ago, it was popular to wear a bracelet that said, what would Jesus do? WWJD. Did any of you have one of those? I did. I saw some value in that. If it would get us to stop for a moment and think about how God, how our Lord responds, how he talks about responding to our world with love and forgiveness and mercy, with faithfulness, truthfulness. I saw a great deal of value in that. But I wished we had another bracelet to go along with it. One we talk about first, WHJD. What has Jesus done? Because when we talk about sharing our faith, we talk about going from here and, I know the big terms are spreading the gospel and evangelizing. We're talking about what God has done in our lives. What you saw God do this morning. What did God do at your baptism? What blessings has God given you in this life? What will you receive this morning when you come for the bread and wine in Holy Communion? What were you forgiven in absolution? This is what we go out and talk about. This is what we share. Our greatest gifts, our life, and our eternal life. It's better than the detergents we find and the medicines we take, and the cars we buy, and the deals we get. It is an eternal gift, one that doesn't grow old or grow stale. As you think about sharing your faith, think in those terms. Don't try to construct the perfect sermon. Don't try to wait until you can have everything that you say pigeonholed and absolutely right and have the pastor's approval on it. Have an imprimatur put on it. Share what God has done. Share the love of Christ. Share the life you now have. Share the redemption. Share the blessings that you know you have received. And don't wait. People need to know now what God has given to you and what he will give to them. They need to share this blessing now, just as much as they do the detergent that got out the stain. Except even more so. Because the stain that God removes is the stain of our sin. And the stain of death. So tell. Tell what God has done in your life. Tell what God promises to do in their life. Share the joy. Share the love of God. Share what he has first given to you, new life, resurrection, peace, redemption, and forgiveness. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.